All right, getting right to it here on a Friday, the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM, and we'll just go right to the phones and get Bobby McKillop on, because we have been talking to Killer in eons. What you been doing?
Oh, you know, just doing stuff. Just doing stuff.
A lot of hockey stuff, huh?
Yeah, I got a bunch of hockey stuff going on that. We can talk about something else other than that, that's for sure.
I want to talk about I want to talk about a couple of things. First off, the Wings have finally strung together back-to-back wins, Killer. The December 1st was the last time they had won back-to-back games, so it was a while.
Right.
But they got it done. And the reward now is to go through Western Canada. I don't know. I guess I haven't been paying as close attention. I knew the Flames were good. But as I look at the standings today, do you know that they're the number one team in the West?
Oh, yeah, they are. Johnny Goodrow is having a great year with Kachuk. And they got some boys out there that can flat out play. And, then, you know, Smith has been in goal. Good goal for them too. So this is not going to be an easy stretch for them for sure. But again, we can talk about this all day long. The Wings got 43 points. They're one of the lowest teams in the National Hockey League points wise, and they played the most games out of anybody. So I mean, you know, the five games under 500. The conversation that needs to continue to happen is: can the growth of this hockey team come from their youth, and are they using their youth? Are they using their youth in the right way? So that, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, when they may have a chance to kind of make some noise in the playoffs. I don't even mean win a cup, but at least get to the playoffs and make some noise, that they're prepared for it. And, you know, watching them play, I mean, there's a lot of positives that's going on with the Wings right now. When you watch Dylan Larkin, Mantha just coming back, and have to see you. And then, you know, Vasilevskiy's the real deal back there. And that's Roenick, too. You know, he didn't impress me the first time he was up, but I really like him back there. I hope they use him. I'm not sure if they're going to or not, but I hope they use him a little bit more. But, you know, I like this. And obviously Tyler Bertuzzi is done everything that he's been advertised to do. And I think he's kind of surprised them a little bit with his scoring touch. He's not afraid to get his nose dirty. And Patrick, he gets the other night, they're all deflection goals other than, you know, the one. But, you know, I just want to see them keep going in that direction. I'm hoping, and I know I'm wrong. I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. And if that's the case, like, you're never going to get any richer per value for Jimmy Howard than you are right now. There's a bunch of teams that need Jimmy Howard. And I would be trading him in a heartbeat. I'd be getting rid of him. So you're kind of, if you think you can make the playoffs, you don't make that trade, right? But I'm hoping that they kind of keep going in the tank here so they can make that move.
Yeah, I think like a month ago, the feeling was that they had a shot after this last stretch. I think they're going to be realistic about this. And obviously, Jimmy Howard is one guy. They have to move Nyquist. They have to move him. And now's the time, because he is having a decent season. It's going to be harder to move Vanek this year and get a good price for him. But you have to be moving that guy as well.
Well, again, you know, hindsight's 20/20, right? They did a great thing in moving Tatar. And they got great value for him. And I think they could have got, I don't know whether similar value, I don't know whether somebody would be that ridiculous to give the value we got for Tatar for Nyquist back then. But you definitely would have got more back then than you do now. I mean, I think Nyquist is, I think the league knows who he is. You're not going to get the value that you could have got for him last year. But listen, if it's me, and it's not me, but if it's me, any veteran hockey player, what I mean by veteran hockey player is a guy that's been with me for 3 or 4 years, other than, and I have to see you, Mantha, Larkin, but anybody else, I mean, how many guys are untouchable that are veteran hockey players on that team? How many? Abelkader, I'm talking all of them. Whatever you can get, I don't care if you get a face-off in their end for a couple of these guys. whatever you can get, you know, the laughing joke, and you know this, right? You know, in the, when, you know, boys would be the boys, right? I mean, you know, maybe we can get some Gatorade for the bus on the way to the plane, right? whatever we can get for certain guys, at this point, I don't care, because it's about giving young players an opportunity. You know, Zadina, you know what I'm saying? I mean, giving young players an opportunity to cut their teeth at the National Hockey League level. And you can't do that with our roster looking the way it does now.
So, well, I want to see what happens, because DeKeyser is supposed to come back tonight. And you were mentioning Hronek. And to me, he would be the obvious guy that the Wings will cross off the list at this point. And when they do that, it will just go to show to me that they're still not that serious about the future yet, and that they're still thinking about the present. And so, well, we'll see. We'll see what they do tonight.
Buck, how can they possibly, how can you in that situation possibly be in that position where you're thinking about anything but, and again, you know, this will show who Kenny Holland is, because this is really the first year of his tenure. I mean, we can argue last year, but last year they still kind of were mathematically a lot in a different spot than they are this year. This is really the first year of his general manager duties with the Wings that he is in this spot. And this is an easy spot to be in if you're me. The conversations that I'm having with with Chris Illich is, hey, Luckhead, I'm gonna start filling the cupboard right now. I'm gonna get rid of what's in my fridge, and I'm gonna start filling the cupboard. So, just be prepared. I'll let you know any big boys are gonna be going. I'll let you know, but you have to give me the free will to let these guys go. And I'm entertaining everything. I'm talking everything, even moves that I wouldn't even.
All right, so let's. This came up yesterday, and I think this is going to be a fun topic for you. So let's move ahead to the summer.
Okay.
And Austin Matthews is a restricted free agent, and you're the Detroit Red Wings. Why wouldn't you muster up every dime you have for free agency and offer him an offer sheet and force the Maple Leafs to either A, give him up, or B, commit more to him and create all sorts of money problems for the Leafs?
Well, there's only one guy on the planet that would thank you for that, and that's Austin Matthews, because the Toronto Maple Leafs are not going to give him up. They will retain him for sure, no matter what offer sheet comes across. And yes, it will cause major problems for Mr. Under 30 Dubas over there, the youngest general manager in professional sports. It would cause him major problems with his salary cap. I think if I'm Detroit right now, and obviously we fast forward to the summer, I'm assuming we miss the playoffs. If I'm Detroit right now, I'm a big, big seller. And then in the summer, I'm a big buyer. And I'm a big buyer for one of two things. I'm a big buyer for the best goaltender that's ever played the game, which he doesn't exist, so they can't do that. If the best goaltender in the league becomes available, I'm buying him. And if a superstar 20-year-old becomes available, whether it's through unrestricted free agency or whether it's through trade, I'm getting him too. And you want to build from your youth, and Zadina has to play here next year. A couple of these other guys, Giovanni Smith, I'd like to see what he can do after watching what Bertuzzi's doing. We have to get as young as we possibly can right now. We should be in the top five teams in the league for youth as far as our average age. That's where we are as an organization right now. That's the direction they should be going.
Well, I would agree with that, but we all know what's going to happen. I can already tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you that Nyquist will be back next year on a new contract that will probably be longer and for more money than it should be. You know what's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. They're not just going to let him walk.
No way.
They're not just going to let him walk.
There's not one chance in the world of that happening.
That's what people told me when I said they're going to re-sign Mike Green. They re-signed him. Damaged goods, and they re-signed him for 2 years.
There is no chance that Nyquist is re-signing a contract here. None.
I think he's a Red Wing for life, and whether that's Holland's doing or Mrs. I's doing or whoever's doing, I think he's a Red Wing for life.
And then he's got pictures. He has pictures. The only way is if he has some dirt on somebody, because there is not a chance of him re-signing here. None.
And if in free agency, Jager or Olli Jokinen or somebody like that is available, that's who they'll spend money on.
Jager. Olli Jokinen, yeah. Olli's running South Florida's development program for the youth down there. So if he's skating at some rink down there to get himself in shape, yeah, Kenny might give him a call for sure, yeah. Right?
Vinny Prospel centering the top line in Detroit.
Vinny Prospel. come on. I mean, look at again. I'm not on your page as far as Kenny goes. I think, we've talked about that a little bit. I do understand your frustration and whatnot, but I'm telling you right now, we'll find out who he is right now. Guaranteed. There's not a chance Nyquist is signing here next year. None. He knows it. And everybody knows it. There's no way. There's no way. There's a good suitor out there for him, and that's where he's going to end up going. He sees the writing on the wall too. I mean, there's guys playing ahead of him now, right? I mean, there's guys that get way more ice time than him as far as sexy minutes. So he knows that's coming. He knows that's coming. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say that if he does end up signing another contract here, that I'll go jump in the river right now. I mean, because there's a 0.00001 chance of this happening, but there's still a chance, right? I mean, I buy a lottery ticket every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday because there is that someone's got to win, right? So there is that chance. So I'm not going to say, yeah, I am saying it. There's no chance. There is no chance. I can't even talk myself into that one. There is no way he's signing back here next year. None. Zero. Listen, trade Jimmy Howard. Get a whole bunch back for him. Draft picks, young prospect. Do whatever it is you got to do. Get a good body. Get a good young body in here. Get a good young body in here with a couple high draft picks. You're going to get a lot for him right now, Stuck. You're going to get a lot for him. He has proven his worth. And there's some teams out there that need goaltending badly. I mean, Philadelphia's on their seventh goalie.
Oh, I know.
I'm just making a statement. Philly's on their seventh goalie. Carter Hart, a 20-year-old, is playing goal for them right now. And playing well, too. But if you take a look at the league itself right now, just in general, the league itself, and you take a look at the teams, the Lightning, the Leafs, Bruins, Canadiens, even the Buffalo Sabres. The Buffalo Sabres have 54 points. They're right in the hunt. And you take a look at, remember who we're talking about. It's the same cast over and over again. Blue Jackets, Capitals, Islanders, Penguins. The Hurricanes are making a little bit of a run. But listen to these bottom feeders, because they're the same every stinking year. Red Wings, Panthers, Senators, Rangers, Devils, Flyers. Now you got Minnesota Blues. And then now we're having a conversation about the Chicago Blackhawks are 16-24.
Yeah, but you knew this was going to happen to Chicago. But unlike a lot of other teams, Chicago did their thing and they got their championships. So, I'm going to give them the pass here because you knew in the salary cap era they couldn't keep what they had, but while they had it, they got the job done.
Okay, so here's my point. Is Stan Bowman trading Duncan Keith? Is Stan Bowman trading any one of his top Seabrook? Is he getting rid of any one of his top guys?
I think it's got more to do with, I don't know if he would, but I don't think he can because of the money.
Again, there's a bunch of teams out there that are going to restructure through this trade, right, through trades. That's what happens every single year. So there is a home for him if he wants to move, for sure. For sure. That's just the way this game works. The people will restructure to build around him, right? I mean, even though he's got a couple years left or whatever, but they'll do what they have to do, especially a team that thinks they can win a cup, right? I mean, he's a big boy, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
So what is Chicago going to do then? Nothing?
It's a good question. Because probably the answer is they'll do nothing with those guys, and they'll do what they've been doing and give up guys like Panarin. And I know they have Saad back now, but I mean, at one time Saad was a really good player for them, and they gave him up.
Yeah, they gave him up and got him back, eh?
Teravainen is another one. A lot of people, he's down in Carolina, and a lot of people forget he started with the Blackhawks. He was a rookie the same year Panarin was.
Oh yeah, and both those guys had good years, and they had to get rid of them.
Yep.
Remember, they had to get rid of Patrick Sharp too, right?
Yep.
They got rid of Shaw. I mean, this is what they've had to do every year to keep Jonathan Toews and Kane, and those guys are $10 million hockey players. It's not like they're breaking the bank, but it's interesting when you're watching where the league's going right now and how teams got to where they are, right? How teams built themselves to where they are, other than Vegas. There's a roadmap for every one of these things, and hopefully the Wings will follow that roadmap.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to cut you off, Killer, but I do have to let you go, but I appreciate it. As always, we got blithering and took up pretty much the whole half hour here.
I forgot. To be honest with you, I forgot we were on the radio. I thought you and I were just having a conversation. Anyway, well, okay, sorry, Sock. It's always good to talk to you, and you know where I am.
All right, we'll see you.
Later.